This building saw a tremendous amount of activity during one of the most important times of American history, the Civil War period.
And those historic moments almost never took place at Hewitt Hall in Ypsilanti. The building where Frederick Douglass gave two speeches in the 1800s is now known as the Mixed Space on the corner of Michigan Avenue in Washington. Outside the red brick building is where I meet local historian Matt Siegfried.
The first one was sort of a surprise speech. He was speaking in Kalamazoo, and the editor of the local Ypsilanti paper had gone to Kalamazoo to see Frederick Douglass speak on Lincoln and urged Douglass to come to Ypsilanti to give that speech. And so Douglass added another date on his calendar.
Local residents paid 37 cents for a general admission and 50 cents for a reserved seat to hear Douglass speak on the third floor of the building. The hall was demolished in 1937, but the first two floors still stand. Matt says both black and white residents packed the hall.
Well, the first two speeches here, the May 1866 speech was eulogizing Abraham Lincoln. So it was a speech on Lincoln's assassination and a speech where Frederick Douglass recounted his own meetings with Lincoln during the Civil War and his own appreciation of Lincoln. The second speech was much different, and it was about 6 months later. And it was a speech in support of radical Reconstruction measures and a speech against the then president, Andrew Johnson. So Frederick Douglass was supporting things like suffrage for black men and suffrage for black women as well, all women.
Large windows displaying women's clothing now decorate the front of the building of the Mixed Space retail shop. Bonnie Panay is the owner. She smiles when I bring up Frederick Douglass.
It was thrilling the first time I heard it 9 years ago. And I have imagined him being up above us so many times.
As we walk around the large open space area, we enter a room that's used for public art. Right now, colorful mosaic art pieces created by Ypsilanti Community School students are on display. Bonnie looks up at the ceiling and tells us a fun fact.
The floor itself is still up there underneath the roof. So our landlord has told us that it would be great if it could be restored.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of Douglass's second speech. To honor his work, students from Ypsilanti High School created a 6-foot papier-mâché sculpture of Douglass. In their own voices, the students recorded the speech. They unveiled it on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Let the committee of the House of Representatives and the Senate of the United States.
Maximilian Harper was among the students who helped with the project.
It was really powerful just reading some of the stuff. Like, there was a passage that was talking about like having like false hope in the in the White House and like at the top as most power. And we were thinking, like, wow, that's, like, really just corresponds with what's going on today. So we felt like that would be the most important one for us to read, like, really, really intensely.
For his third and final speech in Ypsilanti, Douglass spoke at the now-demolished Ypsilanti Opera House that once stood on Michigan Avenue across the public library. Matt Siegfried explains the third speech.
It was clear that the struggles did not win in the Civil War, and many things were being reversed. So what he's actually doing here is urging black people to continue to participate in a process that has thrown them overboard in this last 20 years. So he's...
Was the tone a little bit different?
Very different. Very different tone. It's a very different tone in the later speeches, and it's a more purely political tone. It's a campaign speech for a particular candidate in the 1888 elections.
Matt says Douglass continued coming back to Ypsilanti because of the thriving black community, due in part to its important role in the Underground Railroad. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.